The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And welcome, everybody. Good afternoon. Jay Oliver here. Another round of Ask the Medical Experts each and every week. We get an expert on regarding the great Peconic Bay Medical Center and what makes it work. Those very much valued as far as their own territory is concerned within the confines of the great hospital. Jay Oliver here. Our guest this week is all about what goes on within the obstetrics in the gynecology areas of the hospital. The specialist himself is Dr. Scott Berman. Nice enough to join us here and Ask the Medical Experts. And, Doc, it's great having you here.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Indeed. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do as an OBGYN over at the Peconic Bay. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, you know, like you said, my name is Dr. Scott Berman. I've been practicing as an OBGYN for 22 years. I was in solo practice for 8 years prior to joining Northwell Health Physician Partners. You know, I practice a full spectrum of obstetrics and gynecology at Peconic Bay Medical Center. And my offices are in Stony Brook and Port Jeff. At the hospital, I do all my vaginal deliveries and C-sections. I also do all my gynecologic surgeries, which can encompass hysterectomy, laparoscopy, open laparotomy procedures, which could mean hysterectomy, myomectomies, ovarian cystectomies, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I also take call at the hospital. As at the hospital, we always provide 24/7 in-house OBGYN coverage.
There you go. Excellent job there. Let's go over some of the common conditions, doctor, as far as obstetrics and gynecology is concerned, as far as how you treat. Give us a couple of conditions that you're up against.
Sure. I mean, where should we start?
Yeah. You have the floor.
Wide range of pregnancy. we treat a wide array of pregnancy and women's health conditions. In obstetrics, we're there for preconceptual counseling and infertility issues. We also manage healthy and high-risk pregnancies, as well as the deliveries of these babies. Some common obstetrical complications that we manage are hyperemesis, you know, severe nausea and vomiting, preeclampsia, urinary tract infections are very common, gestational diabetes, preterm labor, cervical incompetence, and pregnancy-induced hypertension. Gynecologically, we perform annual exams and treat and manage abnormal pap smears that may arise from them. Also, other issues, including irregular periods, which can range from missed periods to heavy periods to frequent periods, breast masses and nipple discharge. We frequently treat vaginal irritation and discharge. Birth control is, you know, always a huge issue that patients come in for, along with sexually transmitted infections. And quite often, we are the only physician that a woman might see for the entire year, so we can also make appropriate referrals to cardiac, endocrine, GI, neurology, and rheumatology.
All right. As you say, an array full, no question, as far as all that you go through. I'm talking with Dr. Scott Berman, obstetrics and gynecology over at the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Doctor, what about symptoms? What kind should start alerting women about that a condition that needs to be checked out by an OBGYN? Go ahead.
Sure. I mean, the easy answer for that is anything that they deem concerning, anything that's out of the ordinary for them or any unusual findings. Things that should never be ignored are, you know, postmenopausal bleeding, breast masses, or bloody nipple discharge. I always tell my pregnant patients if they have, if they're having contractions or leaking fluid, noticing any vaginal bleeding or decreased fetal movement to call me immediately. But I, you know, always tell them any other than these, any issues that are giving them any sort of concerns, call.
Yeah, very alarming. You know the flags. You just, Dr. Berman just told you. So in essence, what about routine checkups? You know, you mentioned a lot of this stuff, especially those who might begin to see a gynecologist. How frequently should they return for those routine checkups, Doc?
Well, sure. I mean, women really should start seeing a gynecologist by age 21 for their routine annuals. Again, if there are any issues with their periods, pain, or a need for birth control, they should come in earlier. Same goes for any, you know, rashes, discharge, or any questions in general. Routine checkups are recommended on an annual basis, but any issues that arise in between should be addressed at the time. Pap smear starting at age 21, annual mammogram starting at age 40, or 10 years prior for patients who are at risk because they have a first-degree family member who had breast cancer. For example, you know, if your mother or sister were diagnosed with breast cancer at age 43, you should really begin annual mammograms at 33. Typically, screening that we recommend outside of our realm would include skin cancer, vision screening, and other routine screenings.
Yeah, which kind of piggybacks my next question about genetics. I mean, if there is something as far as family history is concerned, it is wise maybe not to wait, take the initiative, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, just to piggyback on that, we do offer genetic screening for women who are at risk because of family history.
Very important. Over there, talking with Dr. Scott Berman over at the Conic Bay Medical Center. And that's what's, Doc, that's what it's all about when you talk about this routine testing that women should participate in as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you're your own best advocate, but I always tell my patients, so if there's anything that you notice or any concerns that you have, always bring them up.
No doubt. What about some of the cancer screenings? You mentioned the bunch. Comprehensive they are. You know, this is all provided to patients, correct? And then I guess a part two is how frequently should women undergo these screenings?
Absolutely. So cancer screenings, you know, for us directly include breast cancer with mammograms or sonograms or even sometimes breast MRIs. We refer women starting at 45 or sooner if they're at high risk for colon cancer screening. We do cervical cancer screening, endometrial cancer screening, vulvar and vaginal cancer screening. Women, you know, should come annually unless other issue risk factors arise. But per guidelines, cervical cancer screenings should be done every 5 years for HPV and Pap co-test, or every 3 years for Pap tests alone. As long as all these come back negative, they can stay on that regimen. Testing in low-risk population for cervical cancer screening can't stop at age 65.
Yeah. And again, you know, you got to gauge it, family history and everything else. But more importantly, you know, this type of stuff is so common now. It should be a common sense thing, Doc, right? Especially if family history is involved here. Just take the initiative, get these things done. But right now, it's the world's your oyster as far as making sure your screenings are in place to make it very easy. You just got to stay on top of it individually.
Of course. And, you know, there are things that we can do to help prevent it when women come in. Cervical cancer is, you know, unfortunately, you know, something that's out there. Nowadays, well, for years, we've had the Gardasil vaccine that we, you know, always offer in our office. And really, that can help cut down cervical cancer screening to an insignificant rate.
Yeah, important there, too. Talking with Dr. Scott Berman, we'll get one more before the break, Doc, and that is about moms. How do you help to care for soon-to-be mothers throughout their pregnancy? Give us a sense there.
Sure. So prior to pregnancy, women who are thinking about conceiving can come in for preconceptual counseling and screenings. At an initial confirmation of pregnancy appointment, which typically occurs around 6 to 8 weeks after a missed period, we'll do a sonogram and take a comprehensive history to identify any risk factors that might need immediate attention. At that time, they are scheduled for their initial OB appointment, which takes place roughly around 10 to 12 weeks of gestation. At the initial OB appointment, the patient will get another sonogram, which is always exciting for them to see, a comprehensive blood panel, and always a conversation regarding concerns, questions, or symptoms. At this time, appointments will then be scheduled every 4 weeks. At around 20 weeks, they will be scheduled for their anatomy sonogram, which screens for fetal growth and development. And it's really an exciting thing for us and the parents to see the baby's growth, the development of the organs. And then at 26 to 28 weeks, patients will come in for their glucose tolerance test, which screens for gestational diabetes, and a growth sonogram. At these appointments, we also provide our patients with a 3D sonogram, which they really enjoy.
Excellent.
And then, you know, after this, patients will start coming in every 2 weeks. Then, beginning at 35 weeks, patients start coming in weekly. At 36 weeks, our soon-to-be moms get a final growth sonogram and a screen for their group B strep. And then at 37 weeks, we start performing cervical examinations, and we'll also start discussing birth expectations. You know, at every appointment, throughout pregnancy, blood pressure and urine analysis are performed.
Excellent.
And it's also important to note that I provide 24/7 availability for patient emergencies and concerns.
Excellent, Doc. We're going to continue this conversation.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right. You know, it needed to be said. More with Dr. Scott Berman right after this. We continue part two. Jay Oliver, the medical experts, the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Scott Berman, our guest. Dr. Berman is with obstetrics and gynecology, a specialist over the PBMC, talking about an array of issues, signs, symptoms, screenings, and a schedule as well, in which you were just elaborating, Doc, in well-fine fashion. But it's good to at least let the patient know what to expect all throughout this type of deal here.
Sure. Well, so, yeah, I mean, I think we were just finishing off. I was saying we also, you know, with pregnancy patients, we offer in the first trimester the NIPTS testing for chromosomal and genetic abnormalities and gender checks. And we also encourage our soon-to-be mothers to take a tour of Peconic Bay. We had a refresh a couple years ago. It's beautiful. We're just about to break ground on a huge expansion in our brand new labor and delivery unit. They're also encouraged to participate in the birthing classes that are offered to all of our patients at Peconic Bay.
Excellent. Excellent. They're very important, folks, to know exactly the calendar and all that goes on as far as soon-to-be moms, especially throughout the pregnancy. And as far as visitation regarding physicians and the visits, as far as what they entail, especially postpartum, doctor, because services continue as far as the hospital is concerned, as far as the after game is concerned.
Oh, 100%. You know, like you just said, care doesn't stop after delivery. So postpartum care is robust and offered at Peconic Bay Medical Center, including lactation services for moms who are breastfeeding, screenings for postpartum depression and other mood disorders, which are very common due to the obvious social stress that's put on them by being new moms and hormonal changes. We also have the MOMS program for gestational diabetics and patients who have hypertensive disorders to ensure that they're receiving the correct follow-up care.
Yeah, very important. Very important. It continues. Postpartum services continue. Talk with Dr. Scott Berman, obstetrics and gynecology, PBMC. What about the hospital itself, Doc, as far as I heard, maybe planning to open the Center for Women and Infants to kind of really elevate the level of care it provides for women at all stages of life, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And this is, you know, very exciting. We're really looking forward to this. Peconic Bay Medical Center, we're building a brand new state-of-the-art labor and delivery facility, which will cater to the patient's needs, including private rooms, modern family waiting rooms. We're going to have a beautiful state-of-the-art neonatal unit and also operating rooms with cutting-edge technology, including the Da Vinci robot and laparoscopy that will allow for advanced gynecologic procedures, as well as C-sections and other obstetrical needs.
That's going to be great stuff. It really is. Kind of revolutionizing, Doc, the world of obstetrics and gynecology in Eastern Suffolk County, when you think about it, huh?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it seems like Eastern Suffolk County's been, you know, had an unmet need for really high-end OB and GYN, and we at Northwell and PBMC are very happy to be bringing it.
You know, you kind of like to see these investments And it's so important to emphasize, right, Doc, as far as the hospital investment, advancing women's health in general, very important to stay on top and even go beyond, huh?
Oh, of course, always. You know, it's really nice to see how not only Northwell is helping to bring all these new advances out to Eastern Suffolk County, but how the local population is there to help support us and donate to help bring all these advances.
Really is very, very important. I know a lot of listeners out there want to kind of learn more about the obstetrics field and gynecology departments over at the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Where would they go to find out more?
You know, the easy answer is you can always go online and check out the hospital and the department at pbmchealth.org. That's pbmchealth.org. My office is always happy to help field any questions that anybody has. And if we can't answer it, we can always point you in the right direction and who to speak with. And you can reach us at 631-675-9010.
And make sure, ladies and gentlemen, you have written that down because it's important. Questions are always arise. Websites are fundamental as far as making sure enough information is out there. There's always going to be a lot of questions. So that is very important. Doc, talk to me about a staff because, you know, the department is run. Obviously, you lead the way, but we all know how important personnel is. Give me a sense regarding obstetrics and gynecology over there.
I mean, that's, you know, a great question. For years, I was practicing over at Stony Brook University Health, and, you know, it was a nice place to work. Patients weren't, the problems that I was hearing was that patients weren't feeling that their needs were met. Over at Peconic, we have an amazing nursing staff. You know, at Peconic, we have that beautiful small town feel, but with the robust services of a top notch medical system with the backing of Northwell. So my patients who are at Peconic for either deliveries or surgeries, they really feel like they're the only person there. The nursing staff is just top notch as far as their technical skills, but as far as their empathy, they're just amazing.
Second to none, no question. Sounds like it. Second to none. Talk with Dr. Robert Berman. Always talking about the technological aspect of medicine these days, and especially the advancement in women's health. You, sir, have to be amazed. You've been in it a while. And fast forward all these years to now. And it's certainly what's more to come as far as the next 10 years might present itself. Is there a lot of excitement within the departments?
Absolutely. You know, technology is, there's always something new coming out. You know, as far as, I could say the latest big mechanical invention was the Da Vinci robot, which we have doctors that are skilled at using. Even as far as, you know, the blood work, we were discussing the NIPT testing earlier on. Back in the day, if we were really concerned about checking a baby's chromosomes, patients would have to be set up for an amniocentesis, which is, you know, a needle through the belly into the uterus to take fluid out to examine the baby's cells to get a karyotype. Nowadays, we have a blood test that's just two vials of blood that's not quite as sensitive, but it's really close, and it's wonderful for the patient to not have to go through the pain of an amnio and you know, putting the baby at risk for miscarriage. But I think it's important to say, you know, with all the technology, it's important to break the cycle of women being treated like little men. You know, women do the lion's share of the medical decision-making for the families, and, you know, women's physiologies are very different from men. So I think, you know, the technology looking to the future and women being taking on as an individual person is extremely important for future treatments.
Well said. Well said. No question about it. And we have seen the emergence in so many different areas of advancement, and it just sounds great as far as these departments are concerned with more more to come and everything else. How important it is to be connected when you have a Northwell Health as far as the umbrella and everything else, Doctor? What's that like?
I mean, well, that's fantastic. Northwell Health is, it's just a huge organization, but with that huge organization, you're not losing any quality. All the doctors that I deal with are top-notch, and I respect and trust all their judgments. So what's wonderful is I could have a patient come in with a medical condition or a surgical issue, and within minutes, my office can arrange for them to be seen by a specialist, and there's no loss in care. And the same goes, you know, in the reverse. You know, other physicians have questions about how they should treat something or if it's above their expertise. We're always happy to, you know, help them out and bring patients in or just give a phone consult.
Doc, one more time on the website or the phone number, my friend.
Sure. So that's pbmchealth.org. And my office number is 631-675-9010.
Well done today, sir. Enjoyed it. Look forward to the next time
Thank
with you.
So
lots
much.
Of info. Dr. Scott
Absolutely.
Berman, of course, obstetrics and gynecology specialist over at the wonderful Peconic Bay Medical Center. Ladies and gentlemen, Doc, a pleasure. Until next time.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You got it. Jay Oliver here, Ask the Medical Experts. We'll do it again next Saturday for another round of Ask the Medical Experts and the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay healthy. See you then.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.